Welcome to Emma's podcast. In today's podcast, we are going to be talking about the beauty of our own free will. Oh yes, and this one should be fun. So let's get started. Becoming the light we are meant to be can be challenging when facing the ego world. We can feel we do not belong, but we need to realize we are changing and evolving to become our spirit. As we are growing and maturing, so is our path. We do not have to stay where we are, but instead change our lives for the better, shifting our thoughts to create new experiences from jobs, home, mate, etc. The universe has infinite possibilities. We can tap into it at any given time. We do not have to wait to sit on the couch for a miracle to happen, but we can create that miracle by naming and claiming what our heart's desire wants. We can become limitless when we are co-creating with the universe. How many times have you wished for something had to happen in your life? How many times have you wished to have a happy ending you so well deserved? If we are willing to make the effort to do the first steps towards our dreams, the universe will do 10 more towards us. Why not become bold, not letting your ego dictate your life, but instead inspire yourself by listening to your spirit, shifting your thoughts to break the illusional barriers that are surrounding us. When you are doing that, you come quickly to the realization nothing is impossible. When you are living on the wild side of your spirit, you are feeling alive. You are experiencing the true meaning of freedom. You are grounded and becoming the alchemist you are, learning to move to the next experience with a smile on your face, knowing deep in your core it is the right path for you. Nothing can ever prepare you to do that, but life can teach you so much more when you are opening your heart, living an authentic life. So yeah, something we need to realize that the beauty of our own free will, we can decide to do whatever, good, bad, ugly, whatever we want to do, because the universe will not stop us. There is something we need to understand, because we are here to experience and live our lives. We can decide which way we want to go. Now, the universe in its infinite wisdom, if we're doing good, will let us do good. If you do bad, then the universe is going to intervene sooner or later. Now it's more sooner than later. But it will intervene and make us pay the price. But we need to come to the realization that when we are challenging by the world of ego and decide to live our life through our spirit, this is where you're going to be facing more rejection, issues, or anything and everything that can go with criticism, bullying, anything. And it doesn't come only when you're a teen. It continues as you continue to grow older. But when you live your life through your spirit, you're opening yourself to become limitless. And something that the ego world and people living in that ego world don't understand, they are not limitless. They are limiting themselves because they want something that is in front of them. But imagine you have 10,000 shiny objects and everybody wants only one of that object, and everybody's going to go after that same object. Why? Doesn't make any sense. Now, when you're living your life through your spirit, you are on your own path. But if you come across 10,000 objects, then everybody around will have their own, because nobody has the same goal, the same ultimate goal. You can have the idea, and I'm going to step back for a sec on this one, because I'm hearing people say, what are you talking about? Well, let's say that we're 10 of us who wants wealth, who their goal in life is to become a billionaire, okay? And out of the 10 of us, one want to create a company, another one's going to want to is going to win it by playing at a lottery, another one's going to marry somebody who has money, another one is going to find that money coming across through form of jewels or precious stones. See what I mean? You can find those that $1 billion in different forms. And that's what it's all about. It's about to discovering the way you want it to get to that goal. It's how you see your goal. Everybody has a different view of on life. You can put three persons side by side and have an event on the front of them, and every single one of them will have a way to describe it. That's what the spirit world does. It doesn't say we have to have the same, we have the same event, but everybody in the ego world will talk the same way. In the spirit world, we're seeing it, everyone, in a different way. We all have our own ways. That's why it is all, we always said, and I'm still going to continue to say until the day I pass, is we are limitless. The riches of the universe is for everybody to have it. It's not for the few. So living your life through your spirits opens those doors, because you let your dreams, you actually let your spirit telling you, guiding you what is best for you. It's not your ego telling you, I want the shiny object because Bob has it and Joe is looking at it and I want to snatch it because I want to crush those two. No, your spirit will guide you and tell you, okay, you are meant to be a writer, okay? And this is how you're going to be famous, you're going to make wealthy, you're going to be talking, you're going to be touring, you're going to be doing some signing, you're going to inspire people, you're going to touch the people you're supposed to touch through your reading. People are going to read you around the world. Okay, that's a good way to do it. I love it. I love that idea. Okay, now somebody else is going to maybe open a restaurant, and then people are going to come and taste the food. And that person is going to start to become famous in this city. And then that's going to be the county. And then that's going to be the state. Or it's going to be the country. And it's going to be worldwide. People are going to be traveling to meet and go and eat at a restaurant, etc., etc., etc. And that person who started a restaurant can now maybe open a culinary school and teach others. Here we go. Another way, I'll be on TV doing it, like Ramsay, Chef Ramsay. But you got different path. It's all open. It's not like we all have to follow the same crowded highway, because your path is your own. Nobody is on that. You're going to have individuals going to cross your path as you go and help you along the way. That's the beauty of it. That's the perfect synchronicity. But you have so much more possibilities. What's telling you tomorrow you're not going to teach to become a ballerina? What's stopping you to do that? I'll be a teacher, a dance teacher, or a singer, or whatever your heart's desire. Because those are your skills, and you need to be aware of it. You need to be aware that you're not a robot, you're human, and you're a spirit, and you have different dimensions. So you can learn maybe computers at the beginning, and maybe be an analyst. And then as you move along, you're learning to do presentation, and then you're going to end up to do a podcast, and then you're going to end up to have your own business and becoming a coach. Or else, who knows? It's evolving. Something people don't understand. It's like, well, you know, in the old days, you could not change or switch as much than we do right now, jobs. You were there and then from the beginning to end, and you retire there, and that was it. Here, you're more open to be able to change, switch, and learn new skills along the way. This is the beauty of it. It's as we're evolving, we are learning more things. And that's what it's all about. It's learning. You don't have to sit down into a classroom to do it, because your classroom is your life. It's life in general as well. So you can learn your skills at work. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, you can become somebody else's backup, learning that you can do their jobs and learning new skills that could help you later on to move and change jobs somewhere else for another company. Those are skill sets that's going to help you to grow and learn. Learning is a good thing. Sharing that information is a great thing as well. You need to learn and share, because the knowledge we've got, we need to pass it on to the next generation. But some experiences and some trades are lost along the way, because we're not passing on to one generation to the other. We should. teaching our youngs what we know. So they're becoming the source of knowledge. They're becoming the legacy. Your legacy becomes theirs. They will incorporate your legacy and make it their own. And it's keep on going. So we are our own spirit and we have our own free wills. We can go left and right as much as we want. That's the beauty of it. Nobody should be stopping us to do that. But how many times have you tried when you're from the ego world, wish for something that doesn't belong to you to have it? Many times. How many times you got it? Maybe one or twice. And that did not last. When you're living your life through your spirit, this is what the beauty of it is you're aiming for your goal, you're going to achieve it. And from there, you decide, I love what I'm doing, so I'm going to stay there. Or I can go and learn something else different. I can continue to evolve, continue to move on, continue to perfect my skills, becoming the master. And when you become a master, you can become a student again with a different skill sets. This is what is so great. You can move forward, shift, and do anything you want. Breaking the barriers of illusion that you cannot do what we're telling you to do because you're not supposed to, or you know, or don't know, or blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. That's the ego world. You can step outside, smile at them like I've done too many times, like, yeah, watch me doing it because you're telling me I cannot do that. I will, because I'm going to do it, then you like it or not. And how many times I pass by them and smile at them? Too many times. How much I piss them off? Too many times. But you know what? Don't defy people. Let them be. It's the same when you have children. And the expectation, the parents, some of them, and I'm going to talk about it again because it reminds me of a friend of mine, Babu, as a matter of fact. Same thing for him, who's telling his son what he should be. And I'm like, ouch, that got a bite. But his daughter, he's a free spirit, beautiful spirit. I love that daughter of his because she has her own mind, but she's very sweet because she got him rolling up on his fingers. So he tried, but he can't. He's more under her spell than she's under his. But his son wants to please him. So he's going to follow what he wants him to do. But at the end of the day, if you're looking at the kid's spirit, you can see he's not meant to be doing what his father wants to. So we'll see how long it's going to last. But by our experience and seeing what my mother did with the little one, because she wanted her to become a pharmacist, blah, blah, blah. And she never did at the end of the day. She did not. The universe changed the course of what my mother was telling her what she should be doing. And it turned out later on, there were some resentments afterwards, many years later, because my sister felt she was pushed into it and she did not want to say no. And my mother, who was a strong spirit, well, it was a fight and then she didn't want to do it because she knew that she would never win. Well, when you listen to and watch those stories, you're like, yeah, I will do what I feel like doing it. That's what I did since day one. That's what kept me going. But in many cases, when you have children, if they're not meant to be doing something because you feel like they should have the title of doctor, because, you know, you are very well settled where you are and you are preeminent family or whatever the ego world is, then you basically perpetuating something that is not right. Because at the end of the day, some will follow the path, becoming a doctor. But deep in their heart, there is something else they would love to do. They have a passion. And that passion will stay hidden. And there will be some resentment. Because even though you give them the opportunity to become somebody that has a title, it doesn't mean that they're going to be happy and fulfilling their life, be living their life to the fullest at all. They can be changing later on as well. You could be surprised what people do when they turn around their 40s and their spirit are kicking in and just say, okay, that's nice. You play nice for those years, but we're not interested for you to become or stay where you are. This is not what you're meant to be. Your life purpose is different. So when you have children, you need to be honest. And if it's your ego leading your life, and I'm sure some people are listening to me and say, well, I decide what I want for my kids. Well, good for you. But remember, what you are planting will come back to you. So if you are just planting storms and deception, it's coming back to you will be a storm of deception. The deal is we all have our own free will. We can all decide what we want to do. If we have the possibilities to be supported along the way by the world, that's great. If we're not, the universe is always by our sides, because no matter what we do, we are spirit, and the universe will help us by correcting us and smacking us because we're taking the wrong direction, or by supporting us and making sure that when we're aiming to the right direction, perfect synchronicity will be by our side, making sure that the pavement is in the front of us, that everything is paved, the road is paved, we are good. So we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to see where we are and enjoy what we've got. Because what we've got is our imagination. In the ego world, there is no imagination. It's only the negativity that you've got. It's the envy, the jealousy, the unhealthy competition to get something that doesn't belong to you. That's what it is. In the spirit world, you have infinite possibilities. It's like standing on the edge of the universe and looking at all of the constellation, looking at all of the stars, looking at them like diamonds, and just pointing out to one that calls you, or two, or three, doesn't matter. Because the one that's calling you are the one that are going to inspire you, but not only inspire you, but guide you along the way to realize your potential. And our potential is something we need to work on, because this is why we're here for. Most people don't understand. Most people think that, oh, I'm here to be rich. Well, remember, when you're leaving this world, your riches do not follow you at all. Nothing is following you, as a matter of fact. The only thing is going is your spirit. And at the other end of it, of that, is the console. And the console is there to see what you have accomplished. Because your spirit, remember that, has set a certain amount of goals, what it wanted to experience here. And from there, well, you're born where you're supposed to be born, and then you have to reach your life purpose. This is basically your quest in life. It's to reach your life purpose, and in the same time, living a life here as human. So you need to balance both of them. You need to balance your spirit and your earthy life. You need to balance both. When you achieve what you're supposed to be achieving, discovering that all of the resources you need is inside of you, all of the strengths you need is inside of you, the connection with the universe, which is your lifeline, is inside of you, then you have reached your life purpose and you're living your life through the fullest. Realizing by walking on holy ground how much the energy of freedom is around me is unbelievable. The understanding of what freedom is unbelievable, because we have that idea from the ego world of the definition of freedom. But that energy that is surrounding us, that energy that you can decide left or right, not being afraid anymore of the uncharted territory, is priceless. So we have our own freedom. We can set the course of our children to success by let them discovering their spirit and their life purpose. We can guide them along the way, but let them fly away, because they're going to have to learn their own experiences as well. And that's one of the harder things to do when you're parents as well, since you let your little one fly, because the only thing you want to do is mommy or daddy helicopter, want to protect them because you don't want them to get hurt. But they're going to have to learn their life lessons. And you need to remember, they're not you. Your life is your life. Mind your own business. Mind your own garden. Become who you're supposed to become. but don't live your life through them. Let them fly away. Let them be who they're supposed to be. Be there if they need a word of wisdom, but you need to let them walk their path, and you need to continue on your path because you have much more to share as well and as learning as well. Most people forget about that. So be bold. Let your ego aside. Let it, put it to sleep. Good night. Well, everything is good. Life is good. You're safe. We're safe. Life is beautiful. But do something that seems impossible. Do something that everybody told you, yeah, you're not good at it. But in fact, you are. Listen to your spirit. Your spirit is always going to tell you the truth. It's always going to tell you and guide you along the way. That's what we're here for. And realize your boldest dream. That is one thing that really, if you have to take away something today, is one, your free will. And nobody can tell you what to do. You have your own free wills. And don't give it away. The other thing is, why not start to co-create? Why not becoming bold on what you want to achieve? Life has so much more to offer and more exciting. You're more alive when you're co-creating with the universe, living your own dream, than waiting for something to happen. I am not interested to become the couch potatoes. I'm not a couch potatoes. I am somebody who is a trailblazer and continue to move forward because this is what I do. Yes, you have to be a strong spirit, and we are all strong spirits in our own ways. But we can live our life dreams. We can realize and create anything we want because we are limitless and we're here to experience. And the universe has so much more to offer to us. Why should we not take advantage of it? This is why we have a partner, the universe. So this was our beautiful podcast for today. Love it, love it, love it. Still don't have a clue what I'm going to say on the next one. Yes, guys, this is what I love, is I have no idea and I'm going to go with the flow because this is the way we're going here. We are not planning ahead too much because you never know what the universe has to say from one week to the other. So I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. If you have any comments or would like to schedule an appointment with me, you can go on www.edgintuitive.com. You can always find the link for the book, You Are More Than Enough, Discovering the Light Within You, since I wrote a beautiful chapter on that book. Why not? You can read it and then maybe it will give you the inspiration you need to do something great for yourself, because we're all here to learn, experience, and be inspired. That's what it's all about. So I want to say hello to everybody around the world. Yes, I think I say hello before, but I'm going to say hello again. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I wish you a beautiful week. Talk to you later. Bye now.